It's been more than two decades since Democratic state lawmakers have had a chance to tweak a budget that was drawn up by a governor from their own party. Senate Democrats don't have carte blanche by any means, but the three-seat majority they won last November will let them put their mark on the spending plan. For popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch, that means funding renewable energy, including a cellulosic ethanol plant in northern Wisconsin.
That's the one priority that I have when we get in. I'm sure you're going to see the Senate Democrats look at ways to strengthen the health care initiatives, because clearly health care is on the minds of every citizen.
The budget Democrats pass will still have a ways to go to become law. Assembly Republicans will pass their own version, and they've been sharply critical of the taxes and fees proposed by the governor. Republican Joint Finance Panel co-chair Kitty Rhodes summed up her frustration at the committee's final meeting Friday.
Our wrap-up motion should be government wins, taxpayers lose. We have done a real estate tax, a hospital tax, a property tax, a digital iPod tax, a bed tax, a patient compensation fund. We generated even $1.7 billion in new taxes and fees.
Republicans have vowed to take those tax increases out of the budget, but maintaining that hard line won't be easy. Eventually, both parties will have to sit down at a conference table to hash out their differences. A big edge for Democrats in this chess game is that a governor from their own party got the first move. And with his veto pen, he'll also get the last. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.